Hi everyone, welcome to the Poetry Pod. In this podcast, we will look at the poem When I Am Among the Trees, which was written by Mary Oliver. The first heading is Subject Matter. This poem is about trees, but it is a lot more than just a description of trees. The poem focuses on the impact that trees have on the speaker, who believes that they save her on a daily basis. Oliver seems extremely grateful to the trees for reminding her to slow down and to take time in life to appreciate the simple things, the things that are important in our lives. The next heading is theme. The key idea or theme in the poem centers around the positive impact which walking among trees has on the poet's life. In her view, the trees give off hints of gladness, which the poet admires so much that it almost saves her on a daily basis. This gladness which comes from the trees is uplifting for the poet, and we can see how grateful she is to spend time among the trees. The trees teach the speaker to slow down in the world, to go easy, and to be filled with light. And for that reason, the speaker has a huge respect for the beauty and power of nature. Being filled with such positivity, she feels obliged to share that light with others, as she is doing in writing this poem for us. The next heading is quote 3. There are many descriptive images that illustrate the beauty of the trees and the positive effect they have on the speaker. Find 3 lines or images that convey this relationship between the poet and the trees, and make a note of each of these in your revision worksheet. The next heading is imagery. Mary Oliver makes interesting use of personification in the poem. There are several vivid images of trees. The trees save her. They call out, "Stay a while," and advise the poet to be filled with light and to shine. Using personification in this way highlights how strongly the poet feels for the trees and for nature in general. They teach her to take her time in the world, to walk slowly, and to bow often. In other words, to be thankful for the gift of life and to share her light with others. The next heading is language. The poet uses simple conversational language. Look at examples such as "When I am among the trees," "Never hurry through the world," and "The trees stir in their leaves." This gives the impression of a closeness between the speaker and the trees, an informality. Spending time in the woods is less a scientific experience and more a rational one for the poet. She feels a closeness, a bond with the trees, a sense that she belongs and is welcome among them. She takes gladness and light from the trees, which inspire her in her own life to be respectful in her dealings with others, or, put simply, they inspire her to shine. The next heading is form. The poem is written in 4 stanzas of 3, 4, and 5 lines. There is no formal rhyme pattern, but the poem is heavily punctuated, which slows the rhythm of the poem and adds to the reflective atmosphere, while also highlighting the main theme of walking slowly and not hurrying through life. Note that Oliver uses the personal pronoun I frequently in the poem. The focus remains on her experience of walking through the woods, and she decides not to openly ask us to agree with her viewpoints or feelings. The next heading is sound. One of the main sound effects used in the poem is sibilance. The repetition of soft S sounds creates an almost whispered hush, which in turn adds to the atmosphere of calm in the poem. Examples include hints of gladness in line 4 and the trees stir in their leaves. You can read more about sibilance in the quick reference card on the poem in your Poetry Speaks textbook. The next heading is tone and mood. The tone of the poem is one of celebration, of the beauty of nature and the inspiring light that comes from the trees when the speaker stays a while to appreciate them. Such positive messaging about nature is so relevant today when flora and fauna are increasingly under threat in various parts of the world owing to global warming. The mood is very positive. We can clearly imagine the joy which the trees give to the poet and understand why she, in particular, would want to praise the trees for saving her and teaching her to bow often and to be grateful for life. The final heading is personal response. What did you think of this poem? Can you describe how you felt after you read it? For example, did you agree with the poet's view that trees can have a positive impact on us? Perhaps you never really thought about the idea before. In an article in the New York Times on January 18, 2019, shortly after Mary Oliver's death, Stephen Petro wrote, "She gave me the blueprint, the roadmap, for the rest of my life. Mary Oliver taught me how to live." What advice, if any, did you take from reading the poem, When I Am Among the Trees? If you yourself have planted a tree at some point in your life, can you share with others why you did so and how it made you feel?